Hey everybody, welcome to Pub Table Racers, edition number 60-something, we've lost track. My name is Tim Packman, sitting next to me is my good friend, one of my best friends, my partner, co-host,
Warren Brussel.
There you go! You got the first question right today.
Threw that at me.
Yeah, that's it, you got the first question right today, congratulations. Warren, why do we have a bucket of beer in front of us?
We have a bucket of Miller High Life in front of us because we like to sit around, talk about race, and drink beer, and we love Bobby Allison. This is his beer of choice.
That's it. So exactly. So I'll have one of those. I got to get some koozies, Kelly McMahon. I have a before you hire here in Statesville. So
I don't use a koozie.
Sure, I do because what the hell? All right.
Bareback.
Right. Okay. So tonight's show, everybody, we're going to do the Dover recap. We are going to talk about fines and penalties. Our guest tonight is Clint Leatherwood from Colic Racing. He's an underneath mechanic, also a very accomplished iRacer who happens to be sponsored by Pub Table Racers. So why not have him on, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
You can learn about that. And also we're going to talk about, next week's guest, so you know, Truck Series driver Corey Roper will be here coming in from Texas to do the show with us. We're going to talk about what it's like to be a small team and the struggles he goes through. So we're going to have a driver on next week. And shall we do our ads?
A Roper from Texas.
There you go. Exactly. We can't do the show without certain people out in the world because if we had to do it on our own, we couldn't. Lake Norman Patio and Game Rooms. Brad, our buddy Brad, go see him for all your patio, deck, pool furniture, everything you need, games.
Man cave needs.
Man cave needs. That's it. And a little bit of news. Coming up on Saturday, June 2nd, we will be live there. We're going to back out in the remote because everyone's taking off their masks now, right?
Right.
So let's go. We're going to go out there.
I got to take my mask off.
With a mug like that? No. No, please. We don't want to know what's underneath
it. You don't want to see it.
That's exactly. So we'll be out there. We'll give you more information. Come on out. Rapid removal, 20-yard containers, rolls them right in.
Darren Russell.
Exactly. And if you need some food advice, if you're on the NASCAR circuit, Darren's the one to talk to. He'll give you the best restaurants to go to, right? Perfect.
Racing junk. Like the Guy Fieri of NASCAR when you're traveling.
We had him on as a guest, and he had a list. Remember that?
Yeah, of where to go to eat.
Yeah, where to eat. And I'm like, yeah, those are pretty good. All right. Also, Warren, what do you got behind you there? RacingJunk.com. Buy, sell, trade. Anything and everything you need. If it has wheels, let's just say if it has wheels, they can help you out.
Right. Or if it doesn't have wheels, they can sell you some.
Well done. I will cheers you on that.
How about that?
Look at you, you little marketing guru. Oh my God, what's happened to you? Good God. Sorry, I had a little something in my throat. Okay, I'm good now. Also, the Garage Shop, our partners with them. They have a new episode up on YouTube called The Garage Shop, The Garage Shop Insider Podcast. Good news is it's absolutely free to subscribe there. Bad news is you have to put up with me as the host. So this week we talked about the Ford Talladega and how it got a little squirrely.
Yeah.
It still went 225 miles an hour.
Not bad.
Not bad. Imagine when they get it right. Also, we want to let everybody know we have a YouTube page, folks. It's called
Pub Table Racers.
Very shocking, I know. Do us a favor. Just go on and subscribe. It's absolutely 100% free. And it helps us build up our creds on YouTube. So
we need you. I'll say it like
we're
that.
Not going to beg. We're not going to do it.
We'll bang a little.
Please help us. No, we're not going to do the show anymore unless you subscribe. That's it.
No, we're probably
going
to do it.
We're kidding about that.
Yeah.
But anyhow, if you go to YouTube, just hit subscribe. It's totally free. And that's it. We appreciate it. Also, our website. Check out our merchandise. We have my hats, tumblers, and the bucket's not for sale because Warren made that. Also, we have T-shirts and award-winning.
Anybody wants a bucket, I'll make them one.
Of course you will.
We'll talk.
And we have stickers.
Everything's for sale.
That's it. And we have stickers there,
except
too.
Except for our virtue.
All right. Wait a minute. Oh, wait
Who's
a minute.
Jumping in already?
Tom Beatty, number one fan.
Number one.
Renamed us Pub Table Drinkers.
Okay.
All right.
We're
not insulted.
We fit into that category.
We're not insulted. Tom went to Dover this weekend.
Tom did go
to Dover.
And
Tom was wearing his Pub Table Racer hat. He was the coolest, best-dressed fan there. That's it.
And we'll talk about Dover a little bit here, Tom. We'll ask you a couple questions and see what you thought.
Right. Because, you know, people are going back to the track now. Okay, we got through that. Oh, also, we're on the podcast, the audio portion. That's
just listening to us.
Exactly.
So you don't have to look at our faces.
Which is a great advantage. Spotify, Google, Apple,
Apple Podcast.
I do that. Breaker, Anchor. Yeah, it's good. Anyhow, so we have that. All right, we have that. We talked about Corey Robert. Okay, great. Want to talk about Dover?
Absolutely.
All right, so let's start with the Xfinity race. Warren, who won?
Austin Cindric.
That's right, he did. Where does he race for, Warren?
He makes Penske Racing.
Team Penske. Team Where do Penske. You work, Warren?
Team Penske.
There you go. Congratulations. That's worth a cheers. And cheers. Congrats. So that's what, his second, third win this year?
I think that's his third.
Third, yeah. So that's good. So the good part was he backed up his championship by continuing to be a champion.
Yeah, and there was some really strong cars at the beginning of that race.
Yep.
And it came down to the end, and they just pretty much just walked the dog on him. Yep.
And Justin Allgaier was leading early.
Yeah,
he was, you know, doing really well. And Josh Berry,
I'm so impressed by that.
That guy. He's not a kid. He's 30-something years old.
But he's going to be somebody.
So
you don't go to Dover
first time.
First time. No practice.
No practice.
Right.
And finish second.
And run that good.
So he won at Martinsville. He also picked up the $100,000 for the bonus.
Okay.
So good for him. And the part that's really kind of unfortunate is before the season started, Dale Jr., JRM Motorsports, said, hey, second half of the season, Sam Mayer's in, so we'll see what comes of that. If someone else will offer him, you know, jump in their ride with, you know, Dale Jr.'s permission, of course. But I think that's...
I don't know if he needs his permission. If he
fulfills the obligation.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, if I'm an owner, I'm like, yeah, I want Josh in there. Then he turns around and runs a cup race, too.
Right.
God. So good. Congratulations there. Oh, some big wrecks there. Cars piled up on top of each other. And I swear to God, every time they go to Dover, if I had a drink of beer for every time they said, it's a self-cleaning track, I'd be hammered before the cross flag, halfway.
We know this. It's very high bank.
High bank. Yep.
It's going to clean. It's the water runs down to the bottom just like the cars do.
Exactly. But the water doesn't make that big a deal. Let's see. Here we go. Oh, here we go. Tom Beatty says, damn right I had my hat on, and I showed off the PTR stickers to all walking by my truck. Well, that's good. I was going to say, I hope you got some telephone numbers, but I think your girlfriend was with
me. We appreciate you, Tom.
All right, that's fine. I can't see anymore. I lost my glasses.
No, you
didn't. Then we go to the Cup race on Sunday.
Yeah.
And Kyle Larson was doing pretty good. Came down the last pit stop, and Alex Bowman, his teammate, came out ahead of him.
So what I seen there, though, was that whole Hendrick crowd was strong, and the 48 was moving up.
Yep.
Every segment, every lap,
Where did he win before?
Richmond.
And in Richmond, we said the same thing, like, watch the 48. He was just kind of, he was pulling the David Pearson.
Yeah, he's
I'm gonna be back
slowly
here.
Slowly moving himself up into position.
And there he was. And Hendrick, 1, 2, 3,
extremely, four. Extremely good cars at that track and with that package.
Yeah, that's good. And also on the other side of the Chevys, RCR had a good finish with Reddick, finishing up there in the top 10. So that kid, I'm waiting for him to bust off a win, too.
We'll see.
That's all right. So Chevy's strong there. There was some fines handed out.
Joey finished ahead of Reddick.
Okay. Thank you for putting that in. There was some penalties handed out.
Without a crew chief.
Without the real crew chief.
Exactly. Yeah,
I get it. It's all right. This shows the strength of the team. So the number 8 from RCR, the 17 from Roush, the 24 from Hendrick, and the 37 Priest from JTG all got lug nut fines of $10,000 to the crew chiefs, and all the crew chiefs have to write 100,000 times, I will not leave my nuts loose and turn into NASCAR next week. So anyhow, anyhow, this week's COTA, we're going to Circuit of the Americas, and
not COVID, COTA.
COTA, that's right. And they get two things this week, but we haven't seen earlier. Practice,
yep.
Qualifying.
Yeah.
I think that's great. First time there.
And there's some cup guys that are doing a double.
Mm-hmm.
I think somebody's doing a trip.
Really?
Triple. I'm not sure.
Their arms are going to be like, ooh, shoulders.
But there's a couple guys. Harvick's going to do a double.
Really? Okay, yeah. Yeah, he's in five car?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Cindric's going to do a double.
Is he? Okay.
Austin is our road race
specialist. Right. Exactly.
So we'll see if they can get him some track position.
Very good.
You know, but yeah, good Here we go, road racing, folks.
And you know the
everybody's thing, got their money on Chase Elliott, I'm sure.
And in the truck series, someone's coming out of retirement. Our buddy Paul Menard.
But yeah, Paul Menard gonna drive a truck.
Paul's like, I want to race again. I'm like, oh, come on, Paul. Yeah,
my back's okay.
Yeah, everything's all right. I'm feeling good again. But you know, this will be interesting because they run what? Did they do a F1 race there? Did they do a IndyCar race there? The track's beautiful. I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah, they do a lot of different right. stuff there, and there's different layouts yep. how they can lay the track out for the IndyCars.
So we're looking forward to that. Yeah. So we have that. Hey everybody, we really appreciate you watching us every Tuesday night on Pub Table Racers. And Warren and myself say thank you, but we need a
thank
favor.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. As Elvis would say, cheers.
Cheers.
We need you to do us a favor. On our YouTube channel, just give us a subscribe. It's free. We appreciate it, and that's all we really need.
Right.
Also, check out our website. What do we have there, Warren?
We have clothes. We have hats. Right. We have tumblers.
Tumblers, yeah.
And, you know, anything else you need that it has to say Pub Table Racers, we'll make it.
And we have children's books, award-winning children's books, too, so check them out. We appreciate it. Thank you very much. YouTube, subscribe, totally free. Thank you very much. Cheers.
Cheers.
Here we go. Appreciate you. Shall we bring on our guest?
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's do it. Ladies and gentlemen, our guest tonight is Clint Leatherwood. He is colleague racing underneath mechanic. He has worked at Penske, some other teams. He's also a very accomplished iRacer who carries Pub Table Racers on his trucks. We have Xfinity cars, Cup cars, and now we're going to go IndyCar racing with this guy, which is pretty cool. Welcome to the show. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Scoot up there. Get join the show. Right. Yes. Right.
Come on in. Thanks for having.
Oh, he already. Went, wow. Wait a minute. You already got a beer.
Hey, yeah. He's a little pre-gaming here.
He's pre-gaming. He must have found the refrigerator, which we highly recommend. all right. So we appreciate it. So thanks for coming on. Real quick, let's talk about what you do first at Colleague Racing. What are the duties of an underneath mechanic?
Pretty much taking care of everything underneath, just like tailpipes, checking everything under that, checking the rear end housing, checking the truck arms, track bar,
drive shaft,
rear springs, transmission.
Yeah,
I mean, making sure
you're nut and bolting everything underneath.
Yes, rear shocks.
You're the dirtiest guy in the garage.
Yes,
which because you got to lay on your back and take care of the bottom of the car,
especially this weekend.
You go through
practice.
Yeah. All right, so where are you from originally?
I'm from Rockmore, Georgia, originally.
Rockmore, Georgia, all right. Mm-hmm. And so, first of all, how old are you?
30.
Jeez. I was 35 before I got my start. I like it. All right, so where did you develop your interest in racing? Where did it come from?
It was at an early age. I started actually racing at nine. I raced go-karts from nine all the way to about 15, 16 years old. And then I raced a four-cylinder car for a couple years. And then
how'd you do?
I won a track championship in 2003 in the go-kart.
Right.
I won 7 out of 10 points races that year.
Good.
And worst finish was third the whole time in those points races. And just, we were strong. My dad set it up and everything. So it was just him helping out with that, and then I finished okay in the pony stock. Just it was a learning curve, and
sure.
Then
what track was that at?
The track and race go karts was Chatsworth, mm-hmm. Talladega, and Piedmont. I actually got a win at Talladega short track.
Seriously,
the go kart track. It's behind the big track.
Yes. That's pretty good. So you could say I won at Talladega, but you don't have to like really expound on that.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Are you single?
No, married.
Okay, got it. Right.
But that's how he got her.
Yeah.
Totally. Take the words right out of my mouth.
Totally.
So, I want to race at Talladega.
I don't know if you realize this, but I want to race at Talladega.
And she was like, what's Talladega?
Perfect. All right, what's her name? So
Jennifer.
Okay, where'd you meet her?
I met her through a mutual friend.
Okay.
This was 5 years ago.
Okay. Right?
It was right before we went to Kansas.
Okay.
And she in so racing Talladega now? Thing with you?
No, she's not in racing. She didn't know anything about racing when I first met her. And so it was just... And so I was like, look, you got to kind of like what I do because I'm going right. Thursday through Sunday. Right. And it's... Yeah. So she got kind of feel for it early because right. I mean I met her like Wednesday and then I was going Thursday.
Perfect.
So it's
right. And they know you're not lying because they can see you on TV once in a while too. Yeah. Well, that's good because I struggle because like what we do for a living is the traveling part of it. It's demanding. On you
and relationships
and a family. And then when COVID hit, all of a sudden you're all home, and there was people looking over going, you're still here?
Yeah.
You know, right. You're still here? It's like, but there's an adjustment, but yeah, that's good though.
It was definitely a big adjustment for both of us, right. Just because she's used to me being gone and she's used to being home right. alone. And then, but it, I mean, we coped with it. I mean, yeah. It was,
right.
Everything worked out.
Good. Well, if you're married, it's kind of nice.
Yeah.
So, yeah. You know, I'll go back to this. I always say this whenever we get guests on. Everybody, 90% of us in this sport have raced ourselves and succeeded mm-hmm. at something, you know, and when you get here, sometimes you think you're special because you've raced, yeah. because yeah. you've drove.
But that's everybody.
Yeah, and then you run it, then you start talking to everybody, oh yeah, I drove a go-kart, I drove yeah. this, or I drove that.
I drove Enduros.
You know, yeah, and yeah. it's like, oh, I'm not that special anymore. Right. Yeah. You know?
And you're working with, like you, as a champion somewhere, and you're over there wrenching on a you know car together, mm-hmm. like, well, you know what? That's how it goes because there's only 40 spots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In each series.
So oh, yeah.
Guess what? Yeah.
Yeah. I think we all find out that when our racing ourselves didn't pan out, our mm-hmm. driving ability yeah. didn't pan out, mm-hmm. that we come here and do this and this pans out for us because this is what we love.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's our passion. So. You know, when you find out that everybody else has done it too, but that's their passion.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
Some of them.
Right.
You know, some of the guys, this ain't their passion, it's their job. And,
yeah.
and those are the guys that.
And the only reason I tried enduro racing was because I was announcing and writing. Mm-hmm. And I figured, I'm going to go out there and see what it's like and experience it. I remember yeah. I had this big Battleac Malibu, big ass Chevrolet. And the first time I got hit on the passenger side, boom, I go, oh, this is what it's about.
Yeah.
And I was awake
it's after
loud.
That.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you want to do it that way? Okay, here we go. But you know what you guys you know did was bigger, but it's amazing how many guys are in there. So you're working along there now. Yeah. You're there, in Georgia. You did the pony stock, the four cylinder.
Yeah, it was your first race team. How did you get here?
How did I get to where?
Yeah,
as soon as I graduated high school, 2 months after that, I moved up to North Carolina, and so I met. Like through, I was working at the pit at the time, and through a friend,
which is
the indoor kart track,
okay, right here.
So real quick, did you have a job when you come up here, or you?
No, I had nothing when I moved up here.
And so, you're not a NASCAR tech guy.
I was a NASCAR tech.
Okay, guy. Yes. Which is okay.
Which is good. What brought me up here.
Yeah,
essentially.
So you went to NASCAR tech.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, that's good. So you got an education.
We call them techies.
Yeah.
Techies.
There's a lot of good guys that came out of that. I do not diss that. Right.
Yes.
Right.
I agree with you on that.
Yeah.
And then I mean it's like anywhere you go,
there's good guys and bad guys.
Yeah, sure.
Right.
Yes. And so I went there, but I was also working, like I said, at the pit. And then through a mutual friend, I was introduced to Mike Herman, who worked for Dale Sr. back in the day when
right.
he was like the 3 or the 8 car, I think. Right. And so he took me under his wing, taught me a lot about the race car, and then we were doing late model stuff,
right? Right,
late model stocks, mm-hmm. and then they introduced me to a guy
like to Hickory and that you
yeah.
were going.
Okay. I went to Hickory.
Yep.
That was mainly where we're going.
And how much were you making doing that?
I was free.
Yeah,
was free.
That's
what this is what I'm trying to get across.
Yes, the people. Yeah.
Yeah, it was free.
You got to have another job. You race right. for free when you're yep. first getting
yep.
there.
For sure. And then
and you're getting cheeseburgers.
Yes,
well, that's what with cheese.
Yes, that's basically what you were getting. Was
right.
that?
Yeah.
But you were getting this experience, which was awesome. Like being able to learn from somebody that's been in the sport, like back in that time.
It right.
was just the knowledge he had, and then they introduced me to Patty Rodenbeck, who I helped on a late model stock car. I helped him out for about a year, and. I quit the pit to make $200 a week to work for Patty.
Okay. But you're single.
When I was single.
Right. Yeah.
And
right.
I was, this is how serious I was like about it. I was like, I'm either going to make it or I'm going
to
break it.
Yeah, yeah. You have to. That's what you do.
And you have to have determination to do this.
And so I was basically doing everything there. Like putting in the motors,
yeah.
putting in the rear end, putting in the front end. I mean,
you wax the car, you clean the floor,
yep.
right. you know, when you're on
say there, it, Warren, you're
a roofer.
Very yes.
Everything from the roof down.
Right.
I even learned how to, like, do basic fab stuff
right.
from them, which I'm still not that great at fabbing, but like,
don't tell him that.
Today, I even getting to use some of the stuff I learned from there, like silicone. I can make the bead. Yeah. I learned it from that. Just being able to, like, we're big on making the
crush panels look nice,
look like a bead.
Yeah.
Through it. So now I'm able to do that, use that at college and stuff. So that's. So I definitely go back to my
your roots and the people you work for make you better in your future because, you know, you're working with guys that expect stuff to look nice, to be nice. And they say, we want this crush panel silicone to look like this. Mm-hmm. And you do it. And now you can go there. You don't have to be told that. And you do it. And someone goes, wow, that looks really good.
Yeah, that's right. That's pretty much what happened.
I know.
Because they was like, you sure you can silicone these? And I was like, yeah. I mean, I'll start on the back.
Some people don't realize they're fussy about how you silicone things.
Yes.
And so, that are going to be on fire, upside down. And then
we have a note here. George Williams says, yes, Clint Leatherwood. 3 exclamation points. Yeah. Another one, iRacer friends.
Yep.
And Donnelly Musgrave says, good to see Clint on the show. Miss saying hi to him at the track. So hi, Clint, and love colleague racing. Chris Rice is the man. So,
hi, George, and hi, Donna. I miss seeing you two at the track. Donna, she would come up and because I used to be on the 2-car.
All right, so we'll get to that.
We'll get to that.
So you're at the 200. Where were you living at $200 a week?
I was living at Carriage Club, but luckily I had a roommate, and I was just making everything, like, living bare minimum.
So Carriage Club was
ramen noodles. Chef Boyle Boy.
Yeah. Living as bare minimum as you could get.
Yeah. Otherwise known as Chef Boyardee.
Good God. Frozen pizza.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's.
Hey, you remember those things? Yeah. You and I in Concord. Sewer
crossing. Dollar burgers from Wendy's or whatever. Whatever it took, you know.
Buffets.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then.
All right, so now you're that, and so you were there for how long?
I was there for about roughly a year. They shut down in 2011. And so then I went back home because it was around Christmas time when they shut down.
Sure.
So I went back home, and I was helping my dad do things, just whatever he needed, like handyman stuff and all that.
Roofing.
And before I left, I put a resume in all around Mooresville, which was Penske, Kyle Busch, and just whoever else, just trying. And I was like, well, I'm working with my dad, and I'm learning all this stuff. And
what did your dad do that you
worked? It was just handyman stuff. Okay, I mean, it was like building decks, AC stuff, whatever.
Right.
And, I can remember to this day, like, I got a call Saturday morning that from a guy at Penske. It was like, hey, we're going to interview. And I was like, are you sure about this? Because I just woke up, you know.
Yeah.
It was like, and so they called me and told me about it, and I was like, all right, and hung up, and then I finally woke up and realized that it was real.
You have to go to Penske and interview.
Yeah.
And so
3 times.
I was home for probably 3 weeks during this time, and I was like, well, I'm making money here, don't really have nothing back there yet going for me. So I was like, I didn't have any idea of coming back here right then. And then I got that call, so I was like, all right, I'll be there Monday. And I went.
How far a drive is that?
Oh, 5 hours.
Okay.
It was roughly 5 hours.
So not horrible.
No, not terrible at all. And I made the drive back and had the interview Monday. And then it was like, all right, well, you got to go through another interview. And I was like, okay, that's fine. And you got to go take the drug test. And so I went through both interviews, got a drug test, and then like a week went past and I still haven't heard nothing. And I was working for a guy who did the pre-grade and the post-grade of after pools were installed. Okay. So I was helping him.
So you went back to Georgia?
No, I was helping up here.
Oh, so you stayed
up here. Pool boy up here.
Yes. Yeah, so
he was a pool builder.
Wow. So I did that for about a week, and then I got a call back from Penske, and it was like, hey, we'd like to hire you. So the following week, my first day was a Friday, and then
What did you get hired to do?
I was hired as a teardown mechanic.
Just in general. Okay, got it.
Yeah, because everything in teardown, all the cars came to teardown, and that was.
Do you remember about what year that was?
Yeah, 2012.
So you know, I don't want a number, but you went from 200 to what you're doing. So when you got to the part where, what am I going to get paid? Did they tell you or did you ask?
They told me, and I was like, well, that sounds way better than what I was making, you know?
Right.
And so, and he knew the name, obviously, there, like, right, with the legacy and everything.
Sure.
Yeah. Like,
it was to like, work for Penske, yes, to go from that to work for Penske. Right. You didn't make any stops at any Xfinity teams or
truck teams, right?
Yeah, you got to go right to Penske, and right, even though it was teardown,
yes,
it's still pretty prestigious.
Oh,
you're pretty pumped up.
Yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, I remember walking through the doors and all that stuff.
Yeah.
It was like, this is kind of like
surreal, right?
Surreal, and taking everything in, yeah, and all the atmosphere is like, and
because in 12 you're.
I was 21. I just turned 21.
I was going to say 21 or 2.
So, I was hired 5 days after my birthday.
I fell off a bar stool when I was 21.
I was in the Navy.
You're full of semen.
Oh, stop. Well, you know, the submarine was, but thanks for asking.
Are you ready for an upgrade? Need to refresh that patio? Want to add more fun to your home? Lake Norman Patio and Game Rooms makes it fun to stay at home. We offer a huge selection of high-quality outdoor furniture, pool tables, shuffleboard, ping pong, and much, much more. Your oasis awaits. So don't miss the boat. Take your patio or game room up to the next level. Lake Norman Patio and Game Rooms. Stop in today or visit us online at lknpatio.com.
All right, so I just thought about something. I remember when I went from NASCAR.com mm-hmm. to Dale Earnhardt Incorporated, thanks to Warren, who let me know about this position for the website. We got that, and it was Christmas Eve.
Yep.
Because first they said, oh, well, we really liked you, but we're going with someone else. And I kind of knew who it was, and that someone else ended up turning it down.
Yep.
And I said to him, when he turns it down, let me know. And he goes, what do you mean? I go, the guy you're going to hire is going to turn it down. And I won't mention his name, but he's going on to bigger and better things.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, they call me on Christmas Eve, and we got to the part, I said, okay, oh, okay. So he goes, well, you're right. And I'm like, okay, well, appreciate it. Okay. And I go, so what did you come up with? So he goes, well, what you requested is, we figure that's fair. And to be honest, in the middle of the meeting, I was a kind of a jerk, and I just doubled what I was making. Yeah. Figure if they come close or whatever. And I was like, like that. And I was married to them. Yeah. And I was like, what a great Christmas present.
Yeah.
So when you're sharing that story, that it's kind of like that same, mm-hmm. like, you know, where you were going.
Yeah, you were probably up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I'm like, I'm trying not to walk around school. That's all I was doing.
Well, you know, and that's what the sport was also in its heyday.
Exactly, mm-hmm. yes. We're talking 2002 when I was.
Some of them places were making it rain for people because they needed people. They needed good people.
Yeah.
You know, so it wasn't we'll think about that.
Yeah.
That, well, we got to look at that dollar amount. You know, it was more like, but will you work for this?
Yes.
you know.
And Clint, for you at 21 to get that,
yeah,
that had to be like, okay. And so off you went.
Yeah. And I was in teardown for 3 years. I did that, and I basically begged to go on the road because that was just, so I didn't move up here to just work in the shop.
Right.
I was,
you wanted to work on a car, on a team.
Yes, I wanted to be traveling.
You gotta travel to feel like you're a part of the team.
Yes,
yeah, somebody,
I agree.
You,
I agree,
you know, you have to work on a car and travel to feel like you're a part of that team.
Because the car's in the shop.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then it goes away, and you're like, I want to go with it.
Yes.
And
otherwise, you just kind of
ownership to it. Yeah.
Yes. I like going back in 2012. Like, I knew Roger hadn't won a cup championship at the time.
Right.
And I don't know why, what made me, but I felt like they were going to win that year.
Okay.
And I was like, man, they're going to win the championship this year. And I even told somebody, I was like, hey, we're going to win the championship this year. And sure enough, Brad goes out and win the championship, which was pretty cool. My first year there, they win a cup championship.
Your first year.
You're 21.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's 2012.
Right. Yeah.
You win a championship.
Yeah.
Were you on the road?
No, I was not on the road.
Okay.
I was still in teardown.
You're still in teardown.
Right. Cup championship.
Did you get to go? I'm sure they had some kind of party.
We had parties at the shop.
Right.
And, I think somewhere else.
You got a ring.
Yes.
You got a ring.
Yep.
For 2012.
That's great.
And this is all your rookie year.
Right. Yeah.
So you're
There was five.
Clint's cars. Like,
should we beat him up now or later?
No, he's like, all right, I can die now.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm 21.
That's
everything's. I just came. I just fulfilled everything, and everybody comes here to fulfill.
Meanwhile, there's guys. How long did you go before you had a cup championship?
22 years.
Yeah.
Before a championship.
Yeah. Yep. I know, like I said, I know I'm was very fortunate.
No,
I'm not taking away from you.
It's the situation.
Been in this sport forever. Right. That's
right. That don't have one.
Yes.
Yeah, that's good. Anyhow, if you people have questions or comments for Clint, we're taking them right now. This is what it's about. It's an interactive show. We appreciate that very much. All right, so now you're at Penske,
mm-hmm.
and you're there for how many years?
I was there for 8, almost 9 years.
Well,
I like I said, I was in teardown for 3 years, and I pretty much begged to be on the road. And then they finally gave me a shot, or I finally got my shot in 2015. And I was a tire guy and interior guy on the 22 Xfinity car, okay. which was like, you know, that's the prestige
sure,
car because
very much.
You get Brad, Joey, and right. Briny in yeah. the car, and you're
oh my
you know,
god, you're winning everything.
You know you're gonna win.
Yeah,
right? I mean it's. It's just a matter of
probably
when.
Probably been more to victory lane more than I have.
And so.
So, okay, so your first win when you're on the road, you remember
My first win was Phoenix with Joey.
Okay.
We, the second race of the year, we should have won Daytona.
Second race, yeah.
We should have won Daytona with Brad. They waited to throw the caution until after everybody passed us on the backstretch.
Remember that, yeah.
And then we go and win Phoenix. And then I think. It was a couple weeks later or something. Bristol was
right.
after.
Right.
And Joey led every lap. So that was my second Xfinity win.
So let's back up. So that first win, the last three laps, and you're like going,
oh, man.
Do you remember it? Like, we're going to win. Oh, my God, we're going to win. Holy crap, we're going to win.
It's very faint, yeah. but it is like, I mean, your heart's racing.
Sure.
My heart still races when
sure.
when you
talk about it.
When,
right.
When,
oh, yeah.
Even
like,
now.
Even now, Darren wins. It's
yeah.
like, because, I mean, a lot of it is like, a lot of it is like, man, there's so much that could go wrong in the last
right.
three,
oh,
four
yeah.
laps
yeah,
of the race,
yeah.
and it's like, yeah.
And our adrenaline, the guys who are real racers,
yeah.
our adrenaline
is going
is it goes crazy because
mm-hmm.
right.
this is what you came for.
Right.
This is
oh,
why
yeah.
you're here.
Oh yeah.
There's only one reason why you do this.
The real racers aren't there for paychecks.
No.
And I'm going to tell you. So just reminding me, remember if this is how it goes. Like the last few laps, you're just kind of looking at each other. No one's saying a word, right?
Yep.
And you're just kind of looking, and your heart rate's up, and you're like checking the monitor, and you watch. They go by, they still lead, still lead.
Yep.
There goes the white flag, still lead. And I've been there where with Talladega, with Dale Jr., I had the hat bag out and down on the floor mm-hmm. of the hauler, heard the crowd roar. I look out, and I found out that Vickers and Jimmy and they all
wreck on the backstretch.
They wreck on the backstretch.
Watching that race.
Vickers goes to win. I'm like, and I have the hat bag in my hand. I threw it back up there because that's how close and that's how it can go.
Oh, yeah.
So you remember that first win? It was good. And
yeah.
then the others just.
Yeah. Like, I remember the leading the 200 laps at Bristol. We were the first ones to lead all the laps
mm-hmm.
of
yep.
Xfinity. And then I got my shot in the Cup Series a lot sooner than I was expecting.
How'd that come about?
Because Mule. He got hurt.
Oh, yeah.
He got hurt Saturday, and then it was like, all right, guy, you're going to have to stay over Sunday. And I was like, all right, that's fine. And so I stayed over Sunday, and then that led into me doing tires from that Bristol race
right.
all the way to the second Richmond race while Mule recovered from breaking his ankle.
Okay. Mule was a guest on
yes.
David Nichols.
David Nichols.
Prior guest on the show, yep.
And so I was with Joey for those, and so I was still doing my stuff
mm-hmm.
in the shop and doing the Xfinity stuff as well
mm-hmm.
on the weekends and then going doing Cup stuff on Sundays.
Kind of busy then.
Oh, very busy.
Right.
Very busy. But I was like, I didn't have nothing at home. So I was
sure.
like, you know.
Why not? I'm
and
here.
Then and then they came to me the July Daytona race. Like, I'll remember this race too just because of the events that happened that race.
Okay.
And it's like, all right, you're going to get to do tires full-time on the Cup car till Mule comes back.
Got it.
And I was like, all right, that's fine. But as long as you take care of everything in the shop on the Xfinity cars.
Okay.
And I was like, all right,
that's fine.
Works for me too.
Yeah, sure.
And so Daytona obviously happens, and that's when Austin Dillon wrecks in the fence.
Yep. Well,
and,
I remember that one.
Yeah, that's why I remember that.
Ugh.
And then we go to Watkins Glen, and Kevin Harvick runs out of gas coming to the last two turns, yeah. And we passed him, and that was my first cup win with Joey was at Watkins Glen.
Which pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah. I remember that day, and like, I mean, I get chills from it now, you know.
You should.
And we're standing on the wall, and he's burning it down, and I mean, he caught the tires on fire. That's how much he burned it down. It was pretty cool.
And the victory lane there is kind of cool because you kind of it's behind mm-hmm. pit wall, and they have like the upstairs, and people are seeing the whole thing there. But yeah, that one there is pretty cool.
Yep.
I the people say, is that your home track? I go, yeah, it's closest to my home.
But 99 Steve Park.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you where I was when I watched you win that. And I had to go to the court because I might have had a tear in my eye for it. But we'll go into another thing. That's friendship. But yeah, like you said, it's if you're there for the paycheck, you're for the wrong reason.
Yes.
But if you're there for the wins, and because that's what you do, that's why you go out
the
there.
Paycheck is a second thing.
Yes.
Essential. I get it.
You're not going to do it for free anymore.
No.
We all did it, but it becomes a job.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you got to get paid for your talents.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And if you're talented enough and you're good enough, yes, you get paid for your talents, and yes, you go and win, and then everybody's happy.
Yeah. Question from your buddy George Williams. What is one of the things you like better at a smaller team versus Penske?
Well, I'd have to say, like, working for Colic, I get to do a lot more things than just what my job is. My job title is like my job title is underneath mechanic, but I help install engines. I help tear down the cars. I help.
Like you're back to being a roofer.
Yeah, I'm back to being a roofer, which I enjoy.
Incoming.
I get it. I get it.
Oh, jeez.
Oh boy.
Dog invasion. Sorry about that.
Boy. Glitch at the honeysuckle.
Yeah, it's called the dog. Guys.
We have right, we're good. Kraken.
Jeez. Attack.
Wow.
She attacked us.
She tried to take the cord again.
She's got pizza. She'll go in.
So will I. All right. So good. So you went from Penske to Colic.
Which Penske, my job was interior last year. And that was my job was taking care of everything inside the car, all the driver's equipment, mm-hmm. all that stuff. You know, like, I mean, mostly I basically cleaned the car and then inspected everything, make sure everything was in the right spot. And there was nothing nothing wrong.
Right.
I mean, I did do a lot of installing of stuff, things. And I got to, like, when COVID hit, I got to do a lot more of the things that I wasn't doing just because the shop guys.
More mechanical stuff. Right.
Yes, yeah. Yes. And then,
we're split up. Yes. You just have to. You have to do more.
Different shifts. Yeah.
Like I got to learn some things that definitely helped me, but like I don't. They'll help me probably in the future. Maybe in the future, but now I get to do like go back to some of my roots where I learned like I said the silicone thing. You'll never once you learn how to get it to flow. You don't forget that.
Yeah.
You don't forget that. Is
do you sing while you do it?
No, I don't sing, but I probably have my tongue out just concentrating, you know. But just like that, I get to help with the rear end. Obviously, that's fuel cells, front end stuff. Mm-hmm. A lot of things I didn't get to touch with that and all that.
And then these are things you're doing that people don't realize go into getting a car ready to go race.
Oh yeah.
And this is why having someone like you on it, you're telling us about or them about item or aspects that you know. Oh, the car there looks great. Oh, nice paint scheme.
Yeah,
off they go. But there's so much underneath that car mm-hmm. that if it's not all put together right, you're screwed.
Yeah, there's so much that
tailpipes, ballast. Right. I mean, stuff that could fall off.
Yeah.
That you got to make sure can't fall.
I mean,
truck arm,
shocks, track bar broke or something. You know, like you just gotta like. Teardown helped me to get the eye to look out for things that
I like that you
irregular.
Said that makes sense
irregular
because you're looking at and in teardown you look at a car after
yes.
so what Clint's telling us is that now before it goes racing if he sees a crack in a weld or if he mm-hmm. sees something that looks suspicious you know that he's seen that broke
mm-hmm.
maybe from a car that he was tearing down, now he's able to look at it and say, yeah, that looks like it might be bent
mm-hmm.
before you even leave the shop.
Yes.
Because you don't get no practice.
No. You show up and race, and that's it. Now, like, without practice.
So you got to catch everything now before you leave the shop.
So when the car comes back wrecked and tear down, how much fun is that?
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is.
It's like, junk, yep. Junk.
Yeah, pretty much.
We can save that part.
Yeah. I mean, it's like that.
All right, real quick, you have any funny stories with all the, when working with Brad and Joey and all them?
Yeah, anybody do anything crazy?
Yeah. So
that you can share with us?
So my first race with Brad, which was the following year after working with Joey, mm-hmm. They told me, hey, you're going,
thank you.
They told me that I was going racing with Brad
right.
the following year. And I was like, all right. So we were at Daytona and we run, I think it was the Clash. And we're coming back and Jeffrey Thousand and Dave Maneri are working on our 500 car.
The two old guys.
Yes.
Veterans.
Yes, two old guys.
Veterans.
We'll say veterans.
Both great guys.
I love them to death. Yes. So I call them, but they don't care.
And they're bending the housing, and we got the hydraulic bender out. Mm-hmm. And I mean, this thing is just, and they're sitting there cranking and cranking on it. And it's like, it's not moving. They bend it 2 degrees the wrong way. 2 degrees, so we had to pull that housing out and put a new one in.
So Penske had made this phenomenal fixture thingy that was, it was just a beast.
Yeah,
what they could do to bend
right.
to get their cambers
right
and their caster right and the rear housing, and I mean without using a torch,
mm-hmm.
This thing was all done with porta powers and
yes,
hydraulics and stuff. This thing was a monstrosity of a piece of equipment. And I didn't even work there, but I remember seeing it. I'm like, what in the sand? I mean, it's like, Jesus. But what he's saying is obviously they went the wrong way.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which is bad.
Instead of the right way.
Okay,
to get their wheel alignment, their rear wheel alignment correct. Notice I'm doing this.
Yes.
This and this.
Which is which, Warren?
So
that is.
This is toe.
And this is.
This is toe. This is cast.
There we go.
And camber.
There you go. There's your lesson for today. Tech Talk by Warren. All right. So Patsy comes on in, like some jobs do.
Yes.
And then you hooked up with Colleague pretty quick there?
Yes. Basically, the next week, I was with Colleague already.
Big so player. That's good.
I put out a resume, or I got my resumes together, and I sent it to them, and then they called me the next day, but I wasn't in town. Mm. So they,
I had people calling you about me.
Yeah.
No, calling me about you.
I got this, folks. Flip flop.
All right.
So anyways, I give you all good stuff.
That's good. And that's good. So you that means that you have, one, established yourself as a good worker. And that you do good. And that they say, okay, great, we'll take it.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, anybody can work at Penske for 8 years is not a bad guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Period.
It's just circumstances sometimes.
It's a lot of circumstances. Yes. There's going to be a lot more of it, unfortunately.
Coming up soon. So you work with which team there?
I work with the 10 team. Jeb Burton is
right.
the driver.
Good.
But like their motto is it doesn't matter what car you're on, you basically work on all of them.
Good.
So I get to work on the 16, the 11, even at the track. If one of us fails, all of us are helping with that
That's
car.
Good.
So it's not just the team aspect versus car aspect now. Good. And I kind of like that.
You work for Colleague, not
yes,
the,
yeah. yes.
We have a question here from Donnelly Musgrave. Is there one specific job you prefer over others?
I've enjoyed doing underneath just because I actually helped our underneath guy a lot when I was doing tires at Penske.
Right.
So like I get done with my tires and then on Saturday evening and Sunday mornings I'd be helping that guy.
Good.
Just try to.
You want to be the hands on.
Yeah, I wanted to be hands on. I didn't want to just be a tire guy or
that stuff. Right.
I wanted to be a mechanic. That was my whole thing. It was just being a mechanic.
Tom Beatty, number one fan. Was there a job assigned to you that made you nervous or under pressure to complete?
I would say the first time I ever was like, hey, you're going to be a tire guy and an interior guy. I mean, that's both jobs are
right.
a lot in themselves. Good. And then it's
your right. first cup probably job, right? Yeah.
Yeah. First week at doing cup tires is like, man, this is a lot because
there's a lot to do.
Yes. Rob Lopes, Bender,
yeah.
all those characters.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
which are all great guys.
Right. Like, and I get characters.
To, yes.
And
characters.
We gotta get Lopes on here, man. We gotta get Lopes.
We do.
Yeah, Lopes is a good guy. Him and Bender both.
Yep.
Like, I still see Bender now at lunch.
Right.
Hey. Does he just say Tuesday to you once in a while? Tuesday.
No, you know what saying he says to me.
Oh, yeah.
EAD. EAD. Yeah. Look it up. Call him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Facebook message him. Is what it means. We're not going to do it here. So you're there, and the team's doing well, and now they're looking to go cup racing. So they've been very successful.
Yes, very successful. They're actually doing cup racing this year a couple times. Like this weekend, they're doing it with Dinger. Matt Swiderski, who was with Penske, too. He's crew chief on that, so he'll be helping them guys. Like that.
Squid. So Squid. Matt Swiderski, I worked with him at Penske. Worked with him at RCR first.
Yep.
Then he came to Penske, then he went back to RCR. He's in charge of all the engineers over there now. Great guy.
Yeah.
Space Force, SpaceX, whatever he's been. One of the smartest guys on the planet. Like,
really?
Oh, yeah. He can do,
I remember him. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. He can do Chinese math in his head. whatever that means.
So working with AJ Allmendinger, he's got to be quite the character.
He is a character.
What is it about him? He comes to the shop. I know I see pictures of him there. He just has this presence. It seems like I'm here to race. I'm here to have fun at the same time.
Yeah, he definitely will cut up with you while he's at the shop, just to line up everything. You know, just he likes to have fun. That's you like to see that. You want to see that.
Did you get to? Was he at Penske when you were there?
He was at Penske, but I never,
interacted.
I was in Terrell when he was when he was driving. So I didn't get to interact with many of the drivers when I was in Terrell.
Yeah. But that's why you go on the road. See, that's what we're talking about.
Dan Lynch. Says, had three teams call me asking about Clint during the offseason. Don't think he was unemployed for more than a couple days. Needless to say, he's a good guy and does a great job. Glad to see him land on a successful team and have the opportunity to learn. So there you go.
Thanks, Dan.
Version. All right.
Appreciate you, Lynch.
All this stuff's good. iRacing. Where did that all come in?
Let's bring up this.
Because you are our iRacer. We are the Pub Table Racers iRacer.
Yeah. Where it all came about is obviously COVID. And so we got a computer. Right as soon as COVID hit, and I was like, all right, I gotta have something to do because I gotta get my fix. I mean, it's just being at the racetrack,
right?
Yeah,
I mean, one year I kept track of it. I was going for 186 days, so I was like, I was at the race.
We're shut down, I don't have to go to work.
Yeah, it's like, all right,
going to Total Wine,
yeah,
getting a keg,
yeah, gotta do something, you know. So. Got a computer, and I was like, all right, well, I'm going to try this iRacing thing. And started doing it, and then started these leagues. And I was in a league in an Xfinity car, and I got a win at Iowa. And I was like, well,
was it your first race again or no?
No, this wasn't my first race.
Okay, make sure.
This wasn't my first race. It took me a little while to win.
Oh, okay. Because the luck you've been having here, I just want to make sure you didn't stumble into that.
It's took me a while of racing to get it done.
That's fine.
It's
very competitive.
Yes,
I know that.
It's very competitive. There's a lot of great guys I race with. Yeah. There's some really strong guys. Like, there's one guy, he'll race cup car, race Xfinity, race Indy car. Whatever he gets in, he usually wins.
Really?
And so if you beat this guy,
who's his sponsor? Can we get a teammate?
Yeah.
Let's talk. All right. So the iRacing thing.
Will he give you your setup?
It's all fixed setups.
It was like last year. I mean, it's been around for years. We all know
this.
But last year with the COVID, like all of a sudden it became big.
Yes, for
and
sure.
And we got to the point that Fox was like, "Hey, we're going to broadcast."
All of a sudden, they're showing it on TV.
They're giving a fix, and they still are, but. Not that it wasn't like, oh, it's not real racing, but it's something. But to the iRacer, it is real racing.
It is.
You're just not on the track, but you have the bumps and you have the setups and everything else that goes along with it.
Like with the steering wheel and the setup I have, the steering wheel, I can feel every bump in the track.
Yeah.
I feel like I can turn it. I actually have it turned
down.
It's
pretty sophisticated stuff. People don't realize.
Yes. I have it turned down, but if I didn't have it turned down, it would jerk the wheel out of my hand
really?
When I would hit the wall.
Okay.
The pedals, like with the gas, I feel it vibrates on me if it feels a little spin.
Okay.
The brake will vibrate if I own the brakes too hard.
Right.
It's just, there's so much feel in that stuff to make you feel every movement of the track, every movement of the car, or whatever you're racing.
So have you graduated from the computer to the...
I have a simulator.
Okay, you are.
You do?
Yes.
Is it the big operation that you sit in?
Is it a Casey Mahoney one?
No, it's not a Casey Mahoney one.
So you went from a laptop to what do you have?
I have, it's a GTR simulator. It's got a seat, right. Full sliding seat.
Right.
Somewhere to put my steering wheel and my, it's got a monitor mount too. I just got a single monitor.
Oh, you have a single monitor?
Yes.
And where is it located in your house?
In my man cave. My wife, with the new house.
I was just going to say, okay, so you got a new house.
Yes.
All right, so that's good. So the wife said, sure, go ahead and just make sure it's put
in the man cave.
Perfect.
That's where, like, my trophies and all
got
that
it?
Stuff
perfect.
Is.
Perfect, got it.
And so I got that in
there. Clint's room.
Yes, that's basically what it is. It's shut off from the house.
Yeah.
And I got that.
Which will soon be the nursery if you get her pregnant.
Ooh, no. There you go.
We got two rooms upstairs.
Oh,
two more rooms upstairs.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Don't change dogs. You already have the baby gate up.
Yes.
That's for you.
We got a dog gate. So
Nathan McGuire says, Clint, your new setup is way better now than you first started last year. So there you go.
Yeah, it was. I actually borrowed Nate's steering wheel and pedals when I first did it. It was on my mom's laptop. That's when I first did it, and it was on our kitchen table.
Got it. All right.
And then I got a computer. And then I was still borrowing his pedals and steering wheel. And I was like, man, if I'm going to upgrade, I'm just going to go ahead and get it over with. And instead of slowly upgrading, so I bought a Fanatec, which is supposedly one of the top of lines.
Okay.
And that thing is ridiculous. It weighs 30 pounds, just the base.
You get out of this and people say, oh, what do they win? You really just get this pure satisfaction.
Yeah.
And you actually, there is like iRacing, there's fees you have to pay.
Yep.
Because I was doing the announcing, they're like, oh, it's $12 to buy this race. Well, I'm making $25 a race. It was like, but you there?
You had to buy about every
everything.
Everything. Yeah. So here's what I'm going to say, because I'm listening to all of this and I'm thinking about it. This is your racing fix.
Yes.
Because right. you did race.
Because you were a racer.
Yes.
This is your racing fix that is cheaper than going and buying a car.
For sure.
Or even a go-kart.
Yes.
And you're getting a race, you're getting to compete, mm-hmm. and you're getting to have the feel of doing it, you know.
Yes.
Because, I mean, even me at 50, going to be 56, I'm thinking about, God, maybe I should go SEC racing again. It's like, you know, that's probably one of the dumbest thoughts I've had, but it's like, it's a good hobby.
You want to get your fix, though.
I mean, right, you got to get your fix.
You know? The best part is when you wreck, you just kind of step out. You have to go to the care center.
And if you have a bad night,
just turn it off.
Turn it off, and it's not on fire. And
right.
You don't have to go to a hospital.
Yeah.
And
yeah, I got it. It's good.
It's... And like you said, like you're talking about going back racing SEC or A or whatever.
Right.
Once you get the high from, because it's kind of like a high. Right.
Yeah.
Like once you get that high of driving, you know what it feels like.
And especially if you do any, like, I just finished 10th.
Yes.
You know, I get a little more practice and I'm going to be in the top five, you know.
So what league are you in right now? And how many guys are in that league, would you say?
I'm actually in three different leagues right now.
Okay.
One's National Motorsport Sim Association.
All right.
There's about 60 guys in that, but about 34 to 36 qualify every week. It's a truck league.
Okay.
That's Tuesday nights at 9.
And you can watch it?
You can watch it on Facebook.
Okay.
There is
it's at 9. So after our show, you can watch it.
There's a Wednesday night league that I just started in 2 weeks ago. A buddy at work asked me to join. It's an IndyCar league, which I never drove an IndyCar till 2 weeks ago, and I was like, all right, sure, why not? And I've actually had fun just getting to learn that car.
Sure.
Just because, I mean, you're
I mean, Jimmy Johnson never drove one either.
You're hauling the mail at like Texas.
Right.
I ended up fifth last week in Texas first. Yeah.
So I was Danica's a little better than Jimmy. I'm gonna say it.
No, it's fine, but she came from that, so you know, he jumped into that, but
I was gonna jump on that one, but I'm not gonna say
it's
that. Danica is better than Jimmy.
Yeah.
And then
she came through that. Then came to NASCAR, didn't so good. Jimmy, 7 championships, goes to Indy.
Are you sticking up for him?
No, I'm just giving the counterpoint.
But Jimmy was only good in the cup car.
What?
He was only good in
the Cup. Yeah, I get that. Yeah. So
he wasn't very good in an Xfinity car.
One win, only that's when he hooked up with Hendrick backing in California.
And it was a fuel mileage race.
Sure. Just saying.
He has a race where he hit this
foam.
It's
the poly-expendable styrene made by thermal foam out of North Tonawanda, New York. But I can't.
I'm just saying.
I know. I'm just kidding. Point counterpoint here.
We're going to cross pollinate here.
No, we're not going to do that.
You know, I mean, Danica.
Yeah, I get it. I know. I agree.
Better
with
than Jimmy in any car.
All right.
So far.
So far.
So far.
All right. Yes. So far. So, Clint, back to you.
You're good. I mean, we got a you can't you had a debate. We, can't, we got a little debate going.
No, yeah, I can't agree. But all right. So you're an iRacer.
Yes.
And so how many guys are in this league, or racers, sorry, drivers are in these leagues?
There was about 60 in the Tuesday Night League.
60?
Right now, yeah.
60, okay, yep.
Right now there's about 20 in the IndyCar just because that's starting from scratch.
Right.
And then in the Thursday Night League, which is another truck league, which is done by Signature Esports.
Right.
You can check those guys out on Facebook as well. Jason Falwell.
Yep.
He's great. Great
broadcaster. It's great. I've watched some of the races. They're pretty entertaining.
He's a pretty good broadcaster.
Yep. Right.
And that's another truck league. Those guys, they're tough. There's like 60 in that league too as well. And
is that your most competitive then?
Tuesday and Wednesday, or Tuesday and Thursday, both are pretty competitive.
Gotcha.
And then if I'm in town, I'll try to run a Friday night with right. Signature Esports. Sure. It's the Xfinity car, which I love driving the Xfinity car, but just because you're not glued to the track with
right.
the, like you are with the truck or the
right.
cup car.
Indy car, you're really going to be glued to
yes.
the track.
The Indy car is just nuts, like especially when you get behind cars, because you get an arrow, you get a push
really?
Behind.
And you
behind,
feel that?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
God.
And so you have to lift and control that gap and stuff. To
question.
Make it
fast. Does your wife come down and watch you do this? Or
no. No.
She's like, fine, go.
Yeah. She,
will you go to bed already?
Yes. She's like, shut the doors. So I go watch TV.
That's funny.
So I was like, all right.
You're down there yelling and cursing.
I got Law and Order on. Go to bed.
And you're down there drinking your beer.
Yes.
Throwing
yeah.
the cans against the wall.
Yeah.
Sorry.
She's like, turn the speakers down. You're
yeah.
talking too loud.
Right.
Stuff like that, you know.
So are you. All right. You know what? I think that's really cool. You have a great story. And you're the epitome of determination and drive. And, like, you just didn't take anything for granted. You set a focus, and that's
yep.
what you want to do.
Yeah, for sure.
It's good.
And
we'll
then,
enjoy that.
Like, going back to the iRacing deal, like, with the designs for you guys, I basically self-taught myself how to use the...
To design the paint schemes.
To do the programs, and I was taking, like, old schemes that nobody would ever use, and, like, out-trace those.
Kind of revamping them?
Revamp them a little
yeah.
bit, and then... Use them for like the stuff I did for you guys,
yeah,
and then
cool
stuff. It's amazing. Like we see the paint schemes, we go, "Holy crap, that's us!" That's
yeah.
good.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've designed cars for like George. I mm-hmm. do his stuff.
Okay.
Cool. Some other guys I've done done cars for them, and then like guys I work with, they asked me to do cars. Right now, I haven't had time to do any
right.
cars here lately. But
creative as can be.
Yeah, but I try to in my spare time help do that just. It's been enjoyable to learn something new.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, cool.
Well, I'll tell you what, man. Thank you for
we
coming.
Appreciate
we appreciate
you.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah, thanks for
and,
being on.
Great
being
story
on.
And everything you've
you
done.
You know, when Tim, I'll say this: when you and I started this deal, and Clint was still at Penske, him and I would always talk,
mm-hmm.
and how much he liked watching us and,
right.
and
yeah.
doing this, and then he started. Racing and
right.
doing our thing,
yeah.
yeah,
and I always appreciated that.
Oh, it's
and,
great.
And I'm hoping I'm surprising you by telling this, but thank you very much.
No, no problem, man. I'm glad
because,
I could
because like we started like oh, some geez, we're iRacers.
Yeah,
we're on iRacers.
Yeah.
It's kind of like oh crap, like that's good, but we like it.
Yeah, like
appreciate
the first week we had you guys on the one iRace, we had 16,000 views, and I was like, man, this is awesome just for Tim and Warren because
we'll
of that. Like, I was like. Just
yep.
just being able to help right. spread this because everybody wants to see yep. this
right.
or doesn't get to
yeah.
see this aspect from like you
no,
guys and the
we
guys
do.
You have on the show
cover
and
it
stuff
off,
like
so.
That.
Well, and we do this for people who are unsung heroes.
We call it, that's what we call it. That's good. That's good. Well, the bell's tolling there, so Hey, Clint, appreciate it very
much.
He's
got two of them.
Continue success. Don't forget, Lake Norman Patio Game Room, racingjunk.com, Rapid Removal, and the Garage Shop are great sponsors, partners. We appreciate them. And give us a watch on subscribe on YouTube. We appreciate it. You say it?
YouTube, please.
Oh,
YouTube.
Where's your Shall we say
it? Why did you put that thing on there?
You'll know. Good night, David. Say good night, Dick.
Good night.
Thank you, everybody. Appreciate you.
Wow. Hey, another great show.
Thank you
so much, everybody, for tuning in. We appreciate it. We do this every Tuesday night. And Warren, I think the guests we've had have been fantastic.
Phenomenal.
And the people that are following us, we appreciate it. We're reaching 42,000 people a month. Can you believe that? And we appreciate you watching.
Right.
And
we're having fun. Hope everybody else enjoys it.
That's it. And this is just a fun show. Bucket of beer. Guys sitting around talking about it. So keep tuning in. We appreciate it. Check out our store and everything. But we appreciate you people. And we will see you next week. Right, my friend?
Yes, sir.
All right. See you next week.